The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk to Jay on Fan Friday. Morning, Jay. How are you?
Morning, Al. Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, fine. Thank you very much. Looking forward to a good football weekend again. Starting tonight, I'm actually at Tranmere tonight. So looking forward to seeing whether they can do the business and stay in the playoff positions. But from your perspective, you've got a no lie-in for you on Sunday, Jay. It's that early start, midday kickoff. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, you know, midday on a Sunday, it's not the best, is it? It's all for the TV coverage, but, yeah, you know, just got to get on with it, really, haven't we, and hope for the best.
Do you think that does impact on the atmosphere, or is it something we've invented?
Well, it's obvious that you're not going to have much time in the pub, are you, to have a drink and what have you, to get going.
Doesn't relax people as much, then.
Yeah, I think it just sets everyone back, though, doesn't it? Because, you know, you've got to have, like, it's for the players anyway. It's like eating, isn't it? You know, the times that they eat and what have you. So it's not ideal, is it? But, you know, we've just got to get on with it and try and get the 3 points.
I think Jurgen Klopp has them preparing in terms of training akin to the kickoff time that's coming up at the weekend, which gives them time to try and adjust, which is probably important in this modern age.
Yeah, I mean, when there's a night game, he tends to have them training at night time as well, doesn't he? So, yeah, there is that does get factored into it. So there should be no excuses, but it is difficult for the fans to get up for it. And listen, at the end of the day, we've not got many games left now, so the atmosphere's got to be spot on. And, yeah, there should be no excuses, but it doesn't help really being midday on a Sunday.
How are you feeling at the moment about the Reds then, Jay? They haven't scored in 3 of the last 4 games, have they? If we include the Champions League game against Bayern Munich, has something just gone wrong? Has the mojo gone? They've lost something, haven't they, in terms of an attacking force?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard the players coming out saying that there's no pressure on us and what have you, and they're reveling in it, but that's quite clearly not the case. I mean, when you draw 4 of your last 6 games, and there's been a couple of games where we haven't even scored, so, you know, they are obviously not really handling the pressure great, in my opinion, and we need to step it up. Now we've got 9 games left, and the margin for error is really slight, isn't it? Yeah. Because we are actually chasing Man City now after them being breathing down our necks for so long. So, you know, it'd be nice if Liverpool can not only get the 3 points at the weekend, but put a little bit of a performance in as well and get a bit of momentum.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite simplistic. Liverpool have just got to forget about anything else and win every single one of their final league games. And amazingly, it still might not be enough, which seems quite incredible given that they've only lost 1 all season, Jay.
Well, yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? You know, 29 games into a league campaign, but we've only lost 1 game, only conceded 15 goals, and here we find ourselves in second place. And we've said it time and time again, this Manchester City team is an absolute freak. But, you know, well, if Liverpool win all 9 games between now and the end of the season and still not win the league, then I would genuinely think that we're cursed.
Yeah, I think it'll go down in the history books, won't it? It'd be quite incredible. Now, what Klopp can't do is have one eye on Bayern Munich on Wednesday. So what are you expecting lineup-wise come Sunday at midday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this has got to be the most important game. Your next game's always the most important one anyway, but you can't be looking at the game in Munich next week, the Champions League, because, you know, it's vitally important we get the 3 points on Sunday. So I'd like to see a little bit more of an adventurous midfield, because it's been a lot more workmanlike, hasn't it, in the big games against Everton last week and also Manchester United at Old Trafford. So I would like to see Keita and Shaqiri involved, to tell you the truth, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is a game at Anfield where it's vitally important the onus is on Liverpool to try and get to force the game, if you like, and get the 3 points and be a lot more creative. So let's get that one thing straight, though. You know, the forwards are not really firing, are they? I think Mane's been doing quite well, but Salah's really struggling. You know, he seems to, you know, just lacking a little bit of confidence in front of goal, and it'd be nice if he can get on the score sheet at the weekend.
He should have got on the score sheet last weekend, and we'd have been talking differently, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing because there was a couple of opportunities. There was one in the first half and one in the second half, albeit the one in the second half was very good defending by Michael Keane, I thought. So it's just, as I say, he's just lacking a little bit of confidence, and it'd be nice if he can go on a run now between now and the end of the season and not only, like, you know, help towards winning the title for us, but maybe get the top goal scorer award again, because, you know, we all love Mo Salah, but he is struggling at the moment. I think he's had 4 games now without a goal, so he needs to rectify that issue.
How important a part, if any, can a man who's turning out for the under-23s today play in Liverpool's final quarter of the season. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, would you love to see him back in the starting 11 before the end of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been evident, I think, this season how much we've missed them. Last year, we were fortunate to have Coutinho at the start of the season until December, and he was great. And then all of a sudden, Oxlade-Chamberlain got his opportunity and was brilliant until he got injured against Roma in the semi-finals of the Champions League. And I think we've missed him. It's been very evident because he turns midfield into attack within a blink of an eye, and we haven't got anyone that else can do it, really. I mean, Shaqiri's done it in patches this season, but he seems to be better coming off the bench to do it. And as we all know, Naby Keita's struggled to settle, really, hasn't he? And he had a couple of decent performances, but he's found himself out the side again. So I just think with Oxlade-Chamberlain, no, you've got to be very careful, because the injury that he had was a terrible injury. And you know, if he makes a couple of substitution appearances between now and May, then fine. But, you know, you can't put too much importance on it, because we won't see the best of him till next season.
And he also brings you goals from midfield, Jay, which is something that Liverpool are lacking comparative to Manchester City, I suppose, in that sort of area.
Yeah, see, that's the worry. You know, if Liverpool's front three aren't firing, the goals aren't really spread around, are they, very well? The midfielders don't really chip in much, and, you know, the defence doesn't either. The fullbacks don't really score. So that's the problem Liverpool have got, really. I mean, I think Shaqiri has got six and Milner's got five, but Milner's are mainly penalties, aren't they? So, you know, it's obvious that Liverpool need a goal scorer in midfield just to help, really, take the burden off the front three. And, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain probably would do that, maybe chip in with seven or eight a season. But as I say, we're looking at next season for the Ox, really, now.
Yeah, yeah, we shouldn't expect too much. You're dead right. We're just struggling to get hold of Mick in terms of a blue perspective at the moment. But thoughts on Shaqiri and what's happened? Has something gone on between him and Klopp, given the fact that he hasn't figured as much as some Reds fans would have liked to have seen?
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because, you know, before the turn of the year, he was doing quite well for us. And as I just said there, he'd scored six goals. He'd got quite a few assists as well. He was involved in the game, starting games, also coming off the bench, you know, being an impact player. And since then, he's just not really done anything. And it's a strange situation, really. And maybe I've always thought that Klopp doesn't really trust him in a tactical sense to start games. But he's just not really featured much, and he hasn't really done anything, because he hasn't really got any assists or goals since the turn of the year. Hopefully now, you know, there's nine games to go. Hopefully he can make his presence felt, but, you know, it remains to be seen, doesn't it, Al?
Does indeed. So what's for you Sunday morning? Bacon butty, cup of coffee, and off you go?
Yeah, get up, walk the dog, you know, full English maybe, and then head the ground and, you know, see how it goes. But, yeah, you know, as I say, it's all important. It's all about the 3 points, and, you know, people thinking beyond that, you know, it's silly, really. Yeah. You just got to take each game as it comes now, and we've got to keep getting them 3 points.
The Kickoff. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.